السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers and also our sisters listening over receivers and at the madrasa, we all know that it is the first of Shaaban. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to look forward to the month of Ramadan from the time that the month of Rajab used to set in. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaaban wa ballighna Ramadan is a well-known dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That means he was looking forward to the coming of Ramadan and asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in other words, to give life in the month of Ramadan, so that the person may be able to fast, so that he may be able to make extra tilawat, zikr, ibadat, and get all the virtues of the month of Ramadan. Unfortunately, our lifestyles do not allow us to make any kind of preparation for the month of Ramadan prior to the coming of the month of Ramadan. There are many, many ahadith with regards to the month of Shaaban, but this is not the occasion to go into all the details. In this majlis of zikr, it would suffice to mention that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept the most amount of fasts in the month of Shaaban, other than Ramadan, where he used to fast for the whole month, of course. In the month of Shaaban, sometimes he used to fast for the whole month, sometimes less, sometimes more. Sometimes the whole month, sometimes a few fasts, sometimes more fasts, but he used to fast extensively. If you have to put all those ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam together, then we come to a conclusion that it is the month in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the decisions for the people. The 15th night of Shaaban and its significance is well known. Inshallah, we'll discuss it at some other time. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was questioned with regards to his extensive fasting in the month of Ramadan, he stated that the amal of the people are raised in this month. And also it has been mentioned about people that are going to pass away in the month, which is recorded and handed over to the angels. So if you put those different ahadith together, we see that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to keep fast so that if his name is in the list of those that are going to pass away, then it would be in a state that he is a fasting person. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, masoom, sinless, there's no question of any kind of sin, any kind of weakness. But yet he is keeping fast, is increasing his tilawat, ibadat. So if we cannot do very much, we can't do very much because we are weak. Our environment, we know, is very vicious and does not allow us to do very much. But of course, we have created that environment. Zamana humko badal sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana khud humse hai, hum zamane se nahi. So it is the environment that we make at home, that's the environment. But nevertheless, even if we can't do very much in the form of extra ibadah, zikr, tilawat, at least we can restrain ourselves from haram in this Mubarak month, and the month that is to follow, the month of Ramadan, and then throughout our lives. But this is the time that we should start preparing. If you look at one of the hadiths mentioned, King Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala. So from there also we learn that the moment the month of Shaban used to set in, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majmain, many of them, they used to increase the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. If they had zakat to give, then they start giving from the month of Shaban. Not that they wait for mid-Ramadan to give zakat. They start giving from the month of Shaban, so that the poor and needy also may be able to make their Ramadan properly. Those who had debts to collect, they collected it in Shaban. Those who had debts to pay, they paid it in Shaban. Lots of other things which had to be done prior to the month of Ramadan, they tried to accomplish it so that they are free. Their minds are not occupied in so much of worldly things as we are occupied in the month of Ramadan. I mentioned this many times. It doesn't mean everyone has to close his shop. Everybody has to sit down in the masjid with a tasbih the whole month of Ramadan. Nobody must do any business. Nobody must do anything. It doesn't mean that. What it means is that reduce as much as possible the worldly activities so that in the month of Ramadan the person is free to make as much ibadat as he wants. Reduce the hours of his business. Allah Ta'ala will still give the same amount of rizq. Because we need everybody. I have mentioned many times that we need the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and we also need the undertaker. If all undertakers sit down in the masjid, who's going to take us to the Qabristan? So we need everybody. So each one will do something, but there are many of us who can increase the time for our ibadat, zikr, tilawat in the month of Ramadan, but the preparation has to be from now. So since one of the things is about mouth, that it is recorded, the angels are informed, the angel of death is given the list, people are doing lots of other things, but their time is up. So in this majlis of zikr tonight, we will once again read Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's Muraqabah of mouth. Just a few of those verses. The ayat of the Quran Sharif which I recited, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, meaning that we have created jinn and insan solely for the purpose of worship. And worship is namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, caring for the poor, the needy, the destitute, making zikr, tilawat, hajj and umrahs, fulfillment of the rights of the parents, of the children, of the neighbors, earning halal livelihood. All these things are ibadat. Ibadat is not only tasbih. So Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayhi, Tu bara'e bandagi hai, yaad rakh, بحرِ سرعف گندگی ہے یاد رکھ, ورنہ پھر شرمندگی ہے یاد رکھ, چند روزہ زندگی ہے یاد رکھ, ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. Says, you have been created for bandagi, which I explained just now. What is bandagi? What is ibadat? Who is a banda and a slave of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? And then he states that you have been created so that you may bow down your head before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Our foreheads must bow down before none but Allah Ta'ala. We must question whether Allah Ta'ala is pleased with what we are doing or not. If Allah Ta'ala is pleased, we undertake it. If Allah Ta'ala is displeased, we distance ourselves. Varna phir sharmindagi hai yadara. Says, otherwise there will be sharmindagi. The person will be ashamed. In this world also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sometimes brings humiliation and disgrace upon the person who is disobeying him. He first gives a rope, gives a long time for the person to repent. Gives him opportunities upon opportunities to return to him. Like this is an opportunity now we have. We came to this majlis which I call majlis of Tawbah. In the same way in our lifetime, so many opportunities Allah Ta'ala gives us. Every day after the five salat, du'as are accepted. Don't just wait for the Imam Sahib's du'a. Imam Sahib will make short du'a and finish. But after our sunnahs, make lot of du'a. Whole day and night, our whole life, Allah Ta'ala has kept the doors of Tawbah open so that we may return to Him. Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive, is looking for excuses to forgive. That is our Allah who is looking for excuses. He just wants some excuse to forgive us. The person just makes some little ibadat, Tawbah, zikr, tilawat, some good deed and action. And Allah Ta'ala forgives the person. He doesn't want to send to the fire of Jahannam. But for everything, there has to be some means. We adopt means for everything else. So the means of maghfirat also we must adopt. So therefore he says, Varna phir sharmindagi hai yaad rak. Chand roza zindagi hai yaad rak. How much are we going to live in this world? If a person is committing adultery, fornication, watching the filth on the television screen, the movies, the Hollywood and the Bollywood and everything, how long? I keep on saying how long we must ask ourselves. Haven't we heard and haven't we read and haven't we heard of the experiences of people around the world? How their children, their wives, family members, so many of them, suddenly departed from this world. Young, fit, healthy, everything going for them. In the tsunamis, 200,000-300,000 people that died, were all of them in the 80s and 90s that went. One of the undertakers mentioned 2 or 3 years ago, where he said that 60% of the janazas that he undertook for that year, were of people under 30 years of age, 60%. 1 year old, 5 year old, 10 year old, 20 year old. So, chand roza zindagi hai yaad rak. Make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. If He blesses a person with wealth, make use of it. Good home, good car, nobody says haram. But always remember that this is just for a period of time in this world. It's transitory world. It's a bridge over which we cross into the hereafter. It's not forever and ever. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. The person who will keep his mouth before him, then his life will be straight. Then he can't be in cinema, theater, adultery, fornication. Because just yesterday also, one email, the young person says that he was tempted to go into a cinema. But then he asked himself that one question which I always mention in my talks on mouth. What if that whenever shaitan tempts a person to go into the cinema to watch some porn site or to commit adultery or fornication or any kind of haram, then we don't need a long speech. Just ask ourselves one simple question. What if? And you don't even need after that any speech. What if death comes in that state? That's all. Is it a lengthy speech? What if? That's all we have to ask ourselves. Will any person who is seen in the masjid, who has got some contact with namaz and with dini activities or with the salaha and the pious and righteous or some khanqa or some tabligh jamaat, or is some masjid trustee or something like that, whatever he may be, or ordinary Muslim like us. But will any Muslim, in his true senses, the person who's got some iman in Islam, like that on the day of his janaza, people talk, where did this person die? He died in the cinema. Where did he die? He was committing adultery and he died in the house of the prostitute. He went to the escort agency and collapsed there. He was watching one side and his ruined soul went. Will anybody like that kind of discussion around his janaza? So that's all that is required. What if? So that young person says, I asked myself that same question, what if? And I stayed away from that sanam. Alhamdulillah. So this is what we mean. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. This again I have mentioned, but we have many new brothers tonight also. That the kuffar, the mushrikeen, Yahud and Nasara, they also say the same thing. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Do whatever you have to do, at the end of the day it's maut. They also say the same thing. And we also say the same thing, but there's a world of difference. What they mean is that life that you have, make the best of it. Drink as much as you can. Gamble as much as you can. Commit as much adultery, fornication, go to discos, cinemas, theaters, because at the end of the day you'll die and you'll turn to dust. So make the best of it. That's what they mean. And what we mean is that the life Allah Ta'ala has given, make the best of it. Use the ni'mats and bounties, but don't disobey Allah Ta'ala and go to Jahannam. That is what we mean, that do whatever you have to do before you leave this world. To bara'e zindagi hai yaad rakh, bahre sar af gandagi hai yaad rakh, warna pir sharmindagi hai yaad rakh, chand roza zindagi hai yaad rakh, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. Daf'atan sar par jo aan pahunche ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal. Daf'atan sar par jo aan pahunche ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal. Jaega ye bebaha moqa nikal, phir na haath aayegi umre bebadal. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Daf'atan sar par jo aa pahunche ajal, if suddenly the angel of death has to strike, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal? Where will then you have the opportunity to do any kind of amal in this world? Jaega ye bebaha mauqa nikal, this golden opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given will leave you. Phir na haath aayegi umre bebadal, we just cannot turn the clock backwards. The umar and the life of a person, once it is gone, there is no way that you can bring even the second of that life back. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Tujhko ghafil fikre uqba kuch nahi, khana dhoka aishe duniya kuch nahi. Zindagi chand roza kuch nahi iska bharosa kuch nahi. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. We just don't know when this life will expire. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom, aur usme tawsi bhi hai ghair mumkin, aur miyad uski nahi maloom. No one knows when this visa of life will be cancelled. Khana dhoka aish dunya kuch nahi. Don't be deceived by the glitter and the glamour of the world. I repeat that it is not dunya if a person has a good car, good home, wealth, good children, wife. All that is not dunya. Dunya is when it diverts our remembrance diverts us from the remembrance of Allah. We forget the giver of those ni'mats. It affects our salat, it affects our akhlaq and character, it affects our morality and behavior. That wealth gets into our heads and our hearts. And the person becomes ghafil, then that is dunya. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. We have heard this many times. This ghaflat is the hen that lays all the eggs. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. Jo ghaflat mein guzre wo kya zindagi hai, wo jeena nahi balki sharmindagi hai. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. Jo ghaflat mein guzri wo kya zindagi hai, wo jeena nahi balki sharmindagi hai. Learn this. It really affects my heart. Because when I look back the days of high school and thereafter and my whole life, so many areas we will find that how much of ghaflat there was. And now there's sharmindagi over it, that we should not have done that. We should not have wasted our time in those activities which were displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make us maaf for the ghaflat that we were in our days of school and other times. But how long are we going to then remain in it when we realize that we wasted our time and we engage in a lot of sins and vices and evil? So now that sharmindagi must make us make sincere tawbah and a determined niyat of not to return to those sins again. Because we don't know, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. I'll take the last couplet, then we'll have zikrullah and then dua. We have some brothers who have come from distant places and it's extremely cold. Make it easy for them to return. Hey, yahan se tujhko jana ek din, qabr mein hoga thikana ek din. Hey, yahan se tujhko jana ek din, qabr mein hoga thikana ek din. Hey, yahan se tujhko jana ek din, qabr mein hoga thikana ek din. Muh khuda ko hai dikhana ek din, ab na ghaflat mein gawana ek din. Hey, yahan se tujhko jana ek din. You have to go from here one day. Qabr mein hoga thikana ek din. We all have to go to our qabrs. Muh khuda ko hai dikhana ek din. Can anyone avoid the day of judgment? Ab na ghaflat mein gawana ek din. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. So this month of Shaaban, increase our good deeds. Make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, give charities. Ask for maaf and forgiveness. Whomsoever we have caused injury and pain and hurt, ask them for maaf. If we have usurped the rights of people, we have devoured the properties of orphans and widows or others, then make an effort to pay, to ask for extension of time or do something. So that when the month of Ramadan comes, then we are mentally, physically always prepared for that Mubarak month. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the Ummah the tawfiq of amal. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں, مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت, خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں. ہر وقت ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں, سرشار رہوں. ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا, تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں. اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد الرسول اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد الرسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد الرسول اللہ. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ. الله إلا 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 الله اللہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين مائی بلوڈ اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ مائی کریم اللہ موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشنٹ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ Oh, my most generous, kind Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. We are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. My beloved Allah, so much of our life we have spent in your disobedience. So much of our salats we have missed. My beloved Allah, so much we engage in ghibat, so much we engage in speaking lies, so much of false oaths and qasams, so much of disobedience in our lives, so much of haram we saw with our eyes, so much of haram we listened with our ears, so much of haram was spoken with our tongues, so much of haram we touched with our hands, so much of haram places we walked with our feet. So much of haram fantasizing we did. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of every action and every deed of ours. Where are we going to hide from you? My beloved Allah, you could have embarrassed us, disgraced us, brought humiliation and suffering upon us that very moment that we were engaging in sins. But how loving you are. How compassionate and kind and tolerant you are. In spite of our sins, you gave us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel around. You blessed us with our sight, with our hearing, with our speech, with our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. My beloved Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are still showering your ni'mats and bounties upon us. Day and night, unlimited bounties and ni'mats. We cannot count your ni'mats and bounties upon us in spite of our weaknesses and shortcomings and sins. My beloved Allah, the days of our youth were before you. The days of our middle age were before you. The days of our old age are before you. My beloved Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then. But you don't love punishment, you really love forgiveness. We are therefore making sincere tawbah from all our sins. We do not wish to return to those sins anymore. My beloved Allah, the life which is gone is gone. The life which remains, keep us steadfast on Sirat-i-Mustaqim. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan are our declared enemies. They want to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment and disgrace. Nafs and shaitan want to see us going to Jahannam. Ya Allah, you want to forgive. You want to bless us with the best of both worlds. We are therefore pleading and begging, change the condition of our lives. Make us yours and become ours. How long are we going to enjoy sins, my Allah? Sins should have caused us hurt and grief and pain. My beloved Allah, when we watch haram, we are enjoying the sins. When we're listening to haram music, we enjoy the sin. When we are going to haram places, there's a kind of enjoyment. How long will this remain, Allah? Give us the realization that the angel of death is behind our backs. When he is going to strike, where he is going to strike, and how he is going to strike, no one knows. How can then we be in haram actions and deeds and places? Give us the realization, my beloved Allah. Give us the tawfiq to question ourselves, what if, my beloved Allah, when shaitan and nafs tempt us to do haram, give us the tawfiq to question ourselves, what if mouth comes in that. Hey, mere Rabbe Kareem. Oh, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. Allah. Ab to hamara ban ja, hame apna bana le. Make us yours and become ours. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan? There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. If you have to turn away your gaze of mercy, where do we go? Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, and ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Don't deprive us of the good things of this world and the good things of akhirah. Let our mouth come, my beloved Allah, in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, istiqamat deen par naseeb farma. خاتمہ ایمان کے اوپر فرما سکرات کی تکلیف سے ہماری حفاظت فرما My beloved Allah, protect us from the عذاب of قبر from the عذاب of the hereafter cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning My beloved Allah, we are not asking on the strength of our deeds and actions we are asking on the strength of your being Rahim and Kareem My beloved Allah, ab to hamare haal par raham farma. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Protect us from the fitnas that are lashing like storms from all sides. Give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our lives and homes everything that's causing corruption and bringing such amount of disruption in our lives. In this Mubarak month of Shaban, give us the tawfiq to increase our ibadah, zikr, tilawat and good deeds. Give us strength and health and life to see the month of Ramadan. Bless us with the tawfiq of fasting in the Mubarak month. My beloved Allah, koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? What is this that I'm always asking? Why am I always raising my hands before you? What is it that I'm begging you of? If someone has to ask me, my beloved Allah, koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yehi raat din mein dua maangta. I will tell them I'm asking my Allah that He becomes mine and I become His. So if he is mine, the kingdoms are mine. If he is not mine, nothing will be mine. Bless us with your qurb, with your ma'rifat, with yaqeen, with trust in you, with your closeness, with such a bond with you. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us. Ek din marna hai akhir maut. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, a rave club, popping drugs in our mouth, adultery, fornication, watching some filth on the television or internet. We don't know when the angel of death will strike and extract the soul from every limb and every part. Wo khuda ko hai dikhana ek din. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with bariyat in Baqi. Tamanna hai ki gulzare Madina ab mutar. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chamak hota. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار خود سمے ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا. If it is not destined, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. یا اللہ ہونے والے اجتماع کو کامیاب فرما. تیری راہ کے اندر جو ٹھوکرے کھا رہے ہیں, محنت کر رہے ہیں, ان سب کو قبول فرما. اس اجتماع کو ذریعے ہدایت بھرا. یا اللہ مدارس خان کا تمام دینی اداروں کو قبول فرما. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام asked for us. Protect us from all the fitnas, mischief and corruption that he asked for protection from. Protect the ummah from those fitnas. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering of the ummah around the globe. Remove the difficulties of mankind and bless everyone with hidayah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the good aspirations and tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. This part of the night after this majlis of zikr. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. You are well aware, my beloved Allah, of the needs of everyone. Those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Those who are looking for employment, bless them with halal employment full of barakat. All other needs, my beloved Allah, you are well aware. Fulfill their needs in this. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, the diseases of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With great hope we have raised them before you, my Allah. Remove their difficulties, pain and suffering. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with plentiful of halal risk. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have lost their kith and kin, family members, wives, parents. Ya Allah, bless them with sabr-e jameel, ajr-e azim. And those who have passed away, bless them with jannatul firdaus. Forgive their sins, overlook their shortcomings. Hey, Rabbi. ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لیں, قبول کر لیں, قبول کر لیں. جیسے بھی ہے, گندے ہے, ناپاک ہے, نالائق ہے, مجرم اور خطاکار ہے, اپنے فضل سے قبول کر لیں. ربنا تقبل منا, ربنا تقبل منا, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ فَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.